Blog Talk Radio.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam.
bless you tonight. This is crossing over to our ancestors tonight, and I want to make sure that you receive the prophecy that I have tonight for you. I want to make sure that you get the prophecy that God has given me to give you tonight. So I want you to receive the prophetic word that God has given me to give you. So I want you to be able to receive the prophetic word. Now, I want to say to you tonight, those that are listening, I'm praying for those that are in Mississippi, those in Ruston, Louisiana, and Baton Rouge, and those up in Mississippi, the tornadoes and the floods. I just had a lady that called me early and said they have nowhere to stay. They're in Sweetport, Louisiana. And I'm going to tell them brothers in Grambling, Monroe, Louisiana, Homer, get together and open up a door. Red Cross can't do it all. The church got to open up the door. You know, there's lots of storms back to back. But I told you that that was coming. Now, this is my prophecy for 2023. There will be a great move in the Catholic Church to bring some leverage to what's happening now with the rape and all that's going on. It's been covered up, but it's coming out. That's for 2023. My other prophecy, get ready. There's somebody in the Republican Party that's going to die. Somebody in the Democratic Party going to die. These big officials. It's going to happen 2023. There, now, take this down because it's prophecy. Floods in Italy, storms, earthquakes, and floods throughout 2023. There will be a war between Israel and Iran, and right now, the war, what's happening to Russia, and that war, that's three wars going on at one, and America got their hand in both of them, okay? I just want to say that that's Russia and Ukraine fighting back and forth. That's in 2023. Now, I want to say to you, put your pencil down. There'll be a conflict between America and China in 2023. Now, one of the things that happened, that we found out that happened with the shooting down of that bloom, bloom that was a weather bloom, they said. It should have never got on American property. It should have been shot down before it got there. People is becoming very spiritual minded. Stop the killing, save the babies. Prophecy, and that's going to be more people going into business in 2023 and finding out they have to do some things on their own. You know, we've been set back for a comeback. I share our ancestors. I wanted to share some of these prophecies with you this morning. That call me, I will fax them over to you. It's a prophecy for 2023 going into 2024, and you need to know these prophecies and what's going on with the prophecy. Now, I want to say to you tonight, this is crossover to our ancestors. Get your pencil and paper. Get ready, because I got a prophecy for each one that come on tonight. I got a word from God. Maybe you might accept it. Maybe you're not. But I'm going to give you what God give me to give you. I say. And right now, I was looking at statistics. Over the holiday, I got it wrote down. Over the holiday, we had how many people? Killed. Okay, over the holiday. That's something else. Over the holiday, I mean, from Father's Day up to the other holiday we had over 270 people that get killed. Now this is black on black, and we had people shot, not only in Chicago, throughout the country, throughout the black world. Something ain't right. I said, and our ancestors and I'm going to an ancestor tonight. I'm working on a class, clairvoyant healing, and also remote viewing. And remote viewing, I'm going to get into that with that, where you might know some of the stuff that's going on. Now, for Florida, that's going to be hurricane back-to-back. Mass flooded, hurricane, and people got to leave. If wherever they are, they got to leave and come inland because the hurricane going to be back-to-back. That's going to happen. And it's an early hurricane season. Okay. Storms and floods like you've never seen it before all over America. God trying to get your attention. Somebody is listening to what God is saying to you, man, to you, woman. God bless you. Now, if you got a need, you want to plant a seed, go to my website. That's The Seed of Abraham, yodelsite.com. My picture pop up, and you go to my picture, and then you can hit PayPal, whatever you want to do. But I want you to plant a seed in this ministry going into next month, something that you need done quick, fast, and in a hurry. And you go to Bishop TT and go to Cash Out, I'll pop up. And let me say it again, Bishop TT, and you plant your seed. Say, Bishop, this is my seed, and this is what I need. God going to do the rest. So I want you to get ready for God to touch you. I want you to get your pencil and paper together, because I'm going to call your name, your address, and I'm going to tell you what the ancestors are saying. Some of you don't want to know what's going on with you. Now, if you want me to give you a message, all you got to do is press 1 on your phone, and I'll get it and see it, okay? So when you do that, I know that you want me to give you a message. One lady said, because I'm scared with you because I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm working with the spirit. And when you try the spirit by the spirit, spirit is going to give you the right information that you need to do what you need to do. Okay? So when you work with the spirit is going to give you what you need, how you need it, and give it to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And the reason some of you can't get nothing, you ain't wait. And that's what you got to do. Wait on the spirit. Now, I want to say to you tonight, Ashe, I told you that it was going to be a death of a high official in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. I'm still saying stop the killing, save the babies. This gun violence got to come to an end. The police department can't stop, nobody can stop it but God. And when God get ready to move, he going to move quick, fast, and somebody will say, Bishop, in a hurry. I want to share with you tonight a word from God. And I want to share with you, God brought us together for a reason. So don't be patient, I say. I'm praying for you, Sister Men, Sister Sherry in Ruston. I'm praying for you. Those in Sweetport, I'm praying for you that lost their homes and nowhere to stay tonight. Those down in Baton Rouge, I'm praying for you. Those in Birmingham, Alabama. Those in some part of Mississippi, I'm praying for you. God has brought us together at this point, I say. Now, I want you to know every door closed will be opened up for you. And I'm talking to you tonight. I'm talking directly to you. You can call me at 515-605-9890. That's Blog Talk Radio. I'm on 7 days a week. On Mondays, Dr. King Movement. Tuesday, Crossing with the Ancestors. The night, we crossing with the ancestors. You want to know what they're saying to you. You want to know what word they got for you. And I want to let you know, if they give me a word for you, they'll give me a scripture for you, and I want you to receive it, for God can bless you tonight, I share. It's some doors, many of you can open up. It's a healing taking place in spite of some of the stuff that's been going on. God's still in control. One more time. God bless you tonight. As we cross over with our ancestors tonight, I'm going to you right in Detroit. 6492, I want to go to you. I hear your mother telling me that you did a good job. She in the spirit world. And she said, Bishop, let her, Bertha said, let her give a testimony. As I'm talking to you, Mother Pearl, I hear your voice.
No, you're not talking to Pearl.
But I'm listening to somebody talking to you. There's a lot of noise in your background. And there's a lot of noise in her background. But I hear the lady in the spirit world saying all is well, and that door will open up for you. And as that door opened up for you, it's something that you want, and you want that door to open up for you. And now I'm going to give you a name. I'm going to tell you what's happening with you. There's some things you have to get ready for a door to open up and get ready to move to that next level in your life. Now, do you want to hear what, let me get this number here, this lady talking to me in the spirit, that this, in the spirit realm, there's a door opened up for you, young lady, and that door will open up for you. And when I talk to Pearl, I'm talking to you because most time when she come in the spirit world, she put y'all together. She have a prophecy for you and your sister because you hold y'all together. I want to know, do you understand? Do you understand that when your mother come to you, she come to you
yes.
with your sister. Okay. Now, I want to ask you this. Is something that you're trying to do, and I want you to read Psalm 91 for that to come across. Now, I want to ask you this here. There's somebody sick in your family tree, but your mother comes and say they'll be all right. You understand that? And this is a male. This is a male. You understand what I'm saying? But as I speak to you, they're being healed through, I share your mother's spirit, okay? Thank you, Chance. I just got 91 number song for you. I want you to call me after I come off the air because I got something that she told me to tell you, and she don't want nobody to know it but you. You understand that? Okay. Thank you, kind spirit.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, kind spirit. As I cross over tonight, as I look, 30-30, I see you. I want to give you your 30-30. I'm hearing to you, your father is telling me that everything's going to be all right and you need to move from California and move back to Texas where the land that belongs to the family. And he want you to do that. Now, the name he given me is John Henry. You understand that? So John Henry is reaching out for you, and he wants you to make that move, okay? You don't want to do it, but it will be financially good for you if you do that. And I'd like for you to read Psalms. We'll give you some information where you have to be at peace. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. God bless you. Thank you, Kansas. I'm going right now. I'm going down. Let me go down. As I cross over tonight to our ancestors, you want to know what they're saying to you and what they're saying to you. So they probably got something to say to you and something to open up a door for you. Now, I want to go to 7558. I want to know what you want to ask. That's area code. That's 7858. Do you have a question? 7589. Do you have a question? I see your hand up.
I want to know what my dad was saying about that one.
I want to say to you, your father, okay. Now, when is your father's birthday coming up? Before his birthday, there's something going to be brought out that's been hid. Now, I want to tell you, he wants you to read. I'm listening to him. He's sitting in a chair, very relaxed. And I don't know you the baby daughter or you the daughter he look up to. But he said, if anybody can get it done, he said, if you can get it, so he's proud of you. He's sitting in the chair, and he's saying that Psalms, I want you to read Psalms 19. And Psalms, I'm hearing him saying, Bishop, let her read Psalms 19 and Psalm 27. I want her to rise over the enemies, okay? And she said, there's family members that trying to block you spiritually, but he's laughing. The truth going to come out. Now, I want to ask you, I'm asking him, what the truth going to come out? It's going to come about some land and property and about some money. When it come out, it's going to shake up everybody that was involved. You wasn't involved. You understand that, Ashe?
And just what he's saying to you and smiling, don't let nothing upset you because you're getting ready to come into a new walk. And what that means, that is a financial overflow for you and your husband coming. God's going to give you a breakthrough, okay, in your business, okay? And this is going to be international, okay? So you'll be able to work all over, and people need your help. Now, thank you, Chance Spirit. He wants you to really take care of your body because there's a lot of pulling on you. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Now, what he wants you to take care of your body, and don't let nothing upset you from the other side of the family, okay? On this side, that's your side, and on the other side, because it's a myth going to come out on the other side, but he's laughing at it and pushing it away from you. You understand that?
Okay. Yes, sir.
I say. Okay, anything else you want to know? He smiled and said, you just hang in there. It's paperwork going to come up. Let me tell you something. He's waiting on you to get a certain paperwork. Once you get this certification, all the stuff going to come out. You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what he's talking about?
Yes,
once you get that certification, all the stuff that's been hid going to come out. Okay? And when it come out, some people are going to go to jail. These family members, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I say. Okay, thank you for that. Now, that's what the Spirit said. Now, I want to go to 21:17. This in Detroit. I want to go to you. Okay, I'm going to see if I got you on. I say. 21:17, is you on there?
Yes, I am.
Your mother, now I want to ask you this then. Your mother is in the spirit world, and she told me to tell you that she got a pretty dress on. She dressed up, okay? And she said, do you understand her nickname? Her name is Bertha, but they called her something else. Did you understand that?
We used to call her Sister. I was trying to say Sister when I was little, and so all the kids started calling her Sister.
But her real name was Bertha. But she's saying that, is it Bertha Ree or Marguerite?
Bertha Ree.
Well, that's Bertha Ree. Now, she come to me, told me to tell you, I say, to be sure to book about the family. And she said, Bishop, make sure that Pearl testify because it's going to illuminate some other people that don't have no faith in God. See, you got to understand, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So what she wants you to get a family, the young part of your family, those younger, in their 20s and 30s, something they can read to help their children. Now, I want you tonight, Mother Pearl, to give your testimony to all the people that are listening tonight. I say. I'm ready to listen to your testimony.
Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the bishop and to all the listeners, I would just like to say tonight, I am blessed and better than blessed to be here still in the land of the living, because I was talking to one of my cousins tonight, and she said that I was the oldest one, because her daddy, that was my mother's brother, he died at 62, and I am older than all of them except the two on my uncle. Got two kids a little older than I am, but I'm the oldest one that they know. But I was telling, I had another cousin, she 84, and I got one cousin, he 86. And so I just want to thank God that I am still in the land of living, and I believe in God because I know he's a healer and he's in town.
Amen. Mother Pearl, I want you to do this here. I want you to write a little short book. I'm going to get Sister Cox with you because she knows how to do all that. Because your story needs to be told, how you took care. How many was in your family? 18 or 19?
I had 19, but it wasn't my mother's. That was my father's child, but he didn't live with us, and so my mother had 18.
Oh, there were 18 brothers and sisters. That's a blessing.
Right.
See, and black women need to hear this because they want to get abortion. They don't want to have no babies, but it's fruitful, I shall say, to have children, family. You had 18, your mother and dad had 18 children.
Yes.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Your mother is very well pleased with you, and you read Psalms 100 number of Psalms, and as you read it, she's going to bring some revelation to you. Thank you, kind spirit. Now, when I cross over, when I cross over right now, I'm feeling somebody lost a loved one, and that loved one is away. I'm Henrietta. I'm picking up Henrietta. Henrietta telling me to tell Essie and tell Sherry it's going to be all right. Now, I don't know if you're listening or not, Sherry, but your mother, Henrietta, say everything. Don't fight the family. Y'all do stay together. I say. I'm giving messages out from the spirit world tonight. And I'm finna go to, I'm going to 86 or 55. Let me see. I say. 86, 55. You're now. What you would like to know?
I just want to know if I'm going to keep my kidney that I have. I have one kidney. Am I going to keep it and stay out of Dallas?
I feel that your ancestors that's around you, I want you to read Psalm 123, and it's a man in the spirit world, and it's a woman walk together. I don't know, I hear the name Carrie, I hear the name John. I don't know if there's some of your family members, but as you walk, it's some door. Do you know who John, is John your daddy, your granddaddy or something?
Yes.
But it's somebody in the spirit world.
My uncle.
Okay, there's somebody in the spirit world going to guide you to what you need to do, because you've been kind of doubt. But the spirit said that as the ancestors go open up that door for you, you read that psalm and it's going to open up the door for you. But I feel that it's a breakthrough this year going into next year going to work out for you. I say, and this is two people in the spirit world that's around you that are working. You've been worried, but I don't want you to worry, because things will open up for you. I want to go to 6979, and I'm going to you. I'm opening up the line for you, and it's a loss of spirits. It's a loss you got to do. Okay, 6979, you're on
the air. I'm on the air.
Yeah. I want to ask you this. There's somebody in the spirit world who want you to move to the next level. You understand what I'm saying? And I want to ask you this. Is somebody around you having a baby? something about a baby shower or something?
Not that I know of.
Well, that's going to be coming. I want to ask you this here. What you want to ask the ancestors, I say?
As far as my next level from teaching to my new school.
Now, this I want to ask you this here. It's a lady in the spirit world named Carrie, and there's another in the spirit world named Elizabeth. I don't know if on your father's side as much as that, but these are very strong women. And these are women from the Native America and the African combined. And one of the ladies said, you got a healing herbs and stuff in your vibration, okay? And you have to, you're going to the next level, okay? This is what I want to say to you. If people coming to you want help, but they don't want to help themselves. In the spirit world, I say, you know, your great-grandfather, I see him working with you in the spirit realm. That's why sometimes you got to be around water. You got to just sit and meditate, okay? Because he come to water, and he come to bring you messages, okay? Exodus 14:14, you read that. But this is what the lady said. Now, your great-grandmother, I say, I don't know, she's Ione, that's the Indian, Ione. She said you have a teaching gift, and you have the gift to bring people to change young people's mind because they all is started. So what that means to me for you, God's going to use you in 2023 and 24 that it's going to be awesome that what he's going to do with you and for you. And there's lots of people ain't ready for that because they don't want to change, okay? But okay, you have already prayed for the change. You know what I'm saying? And that change is going to be a breakthrough for you. Now, anything else you want to ask?
As far as my new husband?
Well, the ancestor is saying that before all that take place, you have to get yourself together because right now can't no man deal with you until they ain't going to let no man come in your vibration till you get what you're supposed to get, okay? Mm-hmm. And what that means, they're not going to let nobody come in your life to cross you up and call it love, and they whole hopping the different women. The one that they're going to bring to you going to be ready to serve you, and they're going to be ready to serve the people, okay? So what they're saying to me, I say, for you to stay focused on your job, what I'm talking about, job, your gift, you got about four or five different talents that you got to work with, to make it work for you. And that's all more for you, I say. Thank you, Terrence. Now, I'm looking here. Brother Wayne, I see you. Brother Wayne, I want to tell you, as I look at you, Brother Wayne, doors that close will open up. And I want to tell you, Brother Wayne, as you move in and out, things going to work for you. And I want you to read Psalm 119 because you got to make a decision whether you're going to stay in that alcohol condition or you're going to leave it alone. Your ancestors said leave it alone. And I agree with them to leave it alone, okay? And when you leave it alone, it breaks yokes, okay? Now, I'm seeing somebody tonight, they come on, they're on the computer, and I see them on. But I want you to read that just come on the computer. I see where you're on now. The Spirit saying there's a lot of confusion in the job or what you're trying to do to the next level. And it's some things going to take place in your family. But I want you to stay focused and read Psalms 127. where God might bless you, where, you know, you want to throw a rock in house hand. But the Spirit already told me that the confusion that's going on in your life, you got to let it go. If you don't let it go, it'll kill you. So you got to let that go and surrender to God. This is what it said: if my people that call by their name humble themselves and pray, I will heal the land. And when God come, he might heal wherever you walk, whatever you do. I shall have ancestors gonna heal your walk with him. I want to tell you, Mother Frances, down in New Orleans, all is well. Mother Frances, I want to tell you that as you call me, I want to tell you every door closed that will be opened up. Now, I know the people want to buy the land. Don't sell it, because that land will come from your great-great-grandfather. So you keep doing what you're doing. All is well. And I want to tell you, Bright Star, God is getting ready to open up a door for you in a new business. Let me say that. That's 1, 2, 3 new business going to manifest for you, Bright Star. And it's going to manifest at the end of 2023 going into 2024, that you'll be able to teach and be able, and God's going to hook you up with more people that's ready to make a move. You got some people I see that they ain't changed. You know, you got to let go and let God. I wish I had somebody know what I'm talking about tonight. Sometimes, Sister Cox, they hold on too long. I want to tell you, Francis, sometimes you have to let it go in order to get your head clear, to get your mind clear. And Mary, what I'm saying to you, Mary, once you make up your mind you're going to do something, don't let nothing block you from doing it, okay? Because, you know, I was telling, I want to say to you, Brother Raymond, I want you to stay focused, because God just brought some things to you that God's going to open up 3 new businesses for you. So you can't have people that you can't trust around you. I shall say, the ancestors said, your ancestors said, all is well. I see your grandmother. I see your brother in the spirit world saying, don't worry. Every door closed will be opened up. I shall. I want to tell you tonight, God has brought us together to break some yokes. God has brought us together to do some healing and deliverance. And I want to tell you, as I look clairvoyantly, I see floods back to back. I see storms coming. But I see men's repenting. And I'm praying for those that lost loved ones. When you're talking about 200 people killed from Friday to Saturday to Monday, black on black, that lets you know there's a lot of magic going on, lots of white magic going on. And the only way to overcome it, the anointing of the Almighty God, I say, and our ancestors, cross over tonight. And Lorraine Prophet Johnson says, in all thy ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct thy path. And Bishop Top, you said wonderful. It's wonderful to be in the mix. It's wonderful to get prophecy from everybody. I prophesy to, I gave you a scripture. And that scripture I gave you was God talking back to some of your problem. But I'm going to give everybody a scripture. Exodus 14:14. Step back. Stop trying to do it yourself and let God do it. And Psalms 119, read it east, west, north, and south. And each time you read it, you make your pledge. And I tell you, as I be the prophet of God, God's going to give it to you. Finance you need. Some of you need peace. Some of you need money to loosen up. Some of you, you're blindsided with so much of witchcraft and evil around you. But I rebuke that evil spirit, I say, with our ancestors. I'm praying to our ancestors that was murdered and killed, but they're still telling us to stand up for truth and stand up for justice. And as we stand up, doors will open up. I feel good that what God going to do for you tonight. I feel good that, Wayne, that you've been asking, should you go to Atlanta or not? I'm telling you, go on there and let the door open up for you. Sometimes you got to go on and make the move. You say, well, I ain't got the money, I ain't got the resources. Step out on faith. Truth will always meet you. And when you put truth in front, God going to have a ram in the bush for you. He brought us this far. And I want to tell many of you tonight, some of you crossed up and messed up. And you, let me give you my number, 708-582-0372. Call me, say, Bishop, I need to talk to you. Bishop, I need a word. If God give me the word, I'm going to give you a word. I'm going to give you a scripture. And where my word might not touch you, but that scripture, I want everybody tonight, take your time. I want you to read, it's a long scripture. I want you to read Psalm 119. I want you to read it going into 2023, going into next month, going into 4th of July. I want you to read it now. East, west, north, and south. When you read it, you turn that way and read it. I say. When you read it, you're going to invoke angels and you're going to invoke ancestors. And you tell them what you want. I wish I had somebody. And I'm giving you some direct knowledge from God. I say. I'm giving you direct knowledge from the spirit realm. Try the spirit by the spirit and see that the spirit that will deliver you. God brought us together tonight for you to do better. God brought us together tonight for you to stand and walk tall. Don't let nobody put you down. Let go and let God. Some of you want to do it yourself. Can't do it yourself, people. You got to let God. Glory, hallelujah. Father God, we come. I say, our ancestors, God, we come for every letter, every telephone call. Father God, somebody need a healing. Somebody needs a breakthrough. I'm praying for somebody's throat right now. I'm praying for somebody been having problems in their lower stomach. I'm praying for somebody, their appetite. I move that cancer, that cataract, that tumor. In the name of the Almighty God, I curse it. Loose that man, loose that woman. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God got you, and God's going to do it quick, fast, and in hurry. And I want you to know, God got that door. He's going to open up for you. And whatever you need, God's going to give it to you. And he brought us together to walk together. And I want to tell you, some of you need to call me immediately. The bishop, I need to talk to you one-on-one. I need to open up a door for you. You've been stumbling and falling and wondering why you ain't got what you got. It's because you all crossed up and all messed up. I'm praying for you, Sister Deborah. I'm praying for you. Sister Mary, I'm praying for you. Every letter, every telephone. Thank you. Mama Joe called and told me about the storm in Grambling, about the storm in Monroe, Ruston. I'm praying for all those people in the storm as I speak. There's a storm coming that way now. But God, let your angel Micah put a divine hand on them and keep them.
One more time.
God bless you tonight. I want to tell you all is well. I want to tell you tonight, I feel some kind of way. I see our ancestors. And I want to tell you, the angel Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, the angels are coming to take us up to another level. Don't let nobody tell you that God ain't walking with you. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So tonight, I want you to tell God what you want. If I be the prophet of God, doors gonna open up. If I be the man of God, God gonna create that vision that you want. Some of you want to stop, but saving you alive. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. One more time. It seems like you can't make it. You ain't got to commit suicide. You ain't got to throw the baby away. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. It's a divine law. And that divine law for man and woman. That divine law to man and woman, and I decree a divine law tonight, and I see a plane falling. I see something about a train happening, and you'll see it in the paper next week. The Spirit brings something to me. But for you and your family, I'm praying that God bring it together. I'm praying tonight that every door closed will be opened up. I'm praying special for the one got the swelling in the feet. I got revelation knowledge. Somebody's been hurting in their back. I decree a healing right now in the name of the Almighty God. I decree that healing with that cataract, that healing right now. In the name of the Almighty God, I claim that soreness, leave that body. Loose your hope in the name of the Almighty God and the spirit of the ancestor. I say, I claim your healing now. In the mighty name of the Almighty God, I decree it. It's a done deal. The blood of Jesus, covered under the blood. He said, you heal. Lost your son, lost your husband. You all crossed up, but there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And I just want you to get ready. Don't give up, because God is able. God is able to turn things around. God is able to heal your body. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Gene. I want to thank you, Walter. And I want to tell you, Nell, God bless you. And Deborah Ann, God bless you. And I want to tell you tonight, Lisa, God bless you, and Joe. And I want to tell you, some of you, I ain't call all your names. Mona, I'm praying for you. Sometime at the bottom, God bring the bottom to the top and take the top to the bottom. And God said he's going to bring you up. I just want you to trust God, body, mind, soul, and spirit tonight. And we cross over with our ancestors. They saying, Bishop, all is well. Keep the faith. Keep the truth that God will bring you in spite of all that happened. God allowed us to be together, to walk together, to talk together, to shout together, to listen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I feel that what you ask God for, it's going to come quick, fast. Somebody ought to say, Bishop, in a hurry. And I want to share this with you tonight that God's going to do it for somebody who says we need a breakthrough. You know, some young lady was called me. I want to tell you, God's going to open up the door and bring things open that need to be opened. He's going to do that.
Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor he allowed to come together.